Today's words of wisdom will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. On May 25th, 1994, during the International Human Rights Conference held in Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan, Supreme Master Qinghai was honored with the World Humanitarian Leadership Award, as well as the Honorable Advisor-in-Chief of the International Federation for Human Rights, presented by Director Barbara Finch of the International Federation for Human Rights and General Secretary Chen Honggang of the World Cultural Communication Association. After the conference in the early hours of May 26, 1994, Supreme Master Qinghai granted an interview to Dr. Richard Schneider, the co-founder of Radio for Peace International and founder of the Institute of Global Education. The interview focused on the plight of the Oloxese or Vietnamese refugees in particular, as well as the conditions of refugees worldwide. We now invite you to listen to the interview with Supreme Master Qinghai by Dr. Richard Schneider of Radio for Peace International.
I am Dr. Richard Schneider, broadcasting live from Taipei, Taiwan. As my guest tonight, I have Supreme Master Qinghai. Today we have been at an exciting and extraordinary event, the International Human Rights Conference, which has been sponsored by Master Qinghai's associations. The reason for this interview is we want to give a voice to the pain of the refugees of the world. And I believe there is no better voice for that pain than Master Qinghai. Master Qinghai, what do you want the world to know about the refugee situation?
You see, last month your radio station has helped broadcasting the suffering of the Vietnamese refugees inflicted by the government because they have monitored on nearly 2,000 troops, armed forced, and used hundreds of tear gases to oppress these people. Also, maize sprayed directly into the children and women, and pepper fog were sprayed from the air by the airplane, etc. This caused a lot of damage to the people, bodies and mind. Some people mentally disturbed, some people are still burned all over body, and some people, the children still cannot see because of the maize and the tear gas. So now, we would like the world to know that this is not the way that the human being should treat another human being, especially in the near 21st century. And after all that Jesus had taught us, after all the Buddha has taught us, we should have learned better than this. And refugees come here to us, to our feet, for refuge, for some safety corner of the world. And we should respect their human rights, respect their dignity, and help them. Because it could be us. It could be that one day we become refugees, because the war always go on from one country to the next. We never know when it becomes us. And God always say you have to love our neighbors. So we hope that the international people will open more their doors to accept the Vietnamese refugees. You see, I think the people agree. If the problem stuck with the government, if they decide not, the people cannot do much.
It seems to me that average citizens, though, can certainly write, call their governments, make a noise about this. Mm-hmm. that will perhaps begin to make a small wave that could conceivably become a larger wave. How can the citizens of the world help? Help in this situation, help what you're trying to do?
Maybe they could write to the newspapers supporting our idea. Maybe they could write to the government. Maybe they could write to the United Nations. Also, they could write to us. We have a formula, and if they could just sign an agreement, and we will submit this signature to the UN and to other government concerned to let them see that the people's opinion in supporting the Vietnamese refugees. So maybe the governments will change their policy and open their arms to receive these unfortunate people.
I understand, Master, that you have made certain concrete proposals about what you are willing or able to do.
Yes.
Could you tell us about that?
Right. We are willing to donate whatever we have in our property in case any nation willing to accept these refugees. Also, we will try to help with manpower, different expertise people, in order to train those who has not a skill in any job, so that they will be productive to the world instead of being a captive in a prison-like condition. Because that's that serve no one any good. I don't know why they don't let people out and work for them. Yes.
Now, I understand you were at the camp recently. Could
yes.
you tell us about that?
Yes, we were at the camps, and because the government has used violence to hurt these unarmed and weak people. They're already weak with hunger strike because they want to voice their love for freedom. And then the government want to stop the hunger strike, perhaps, but using violence, using arms and beating and forcing and kicking. This is not the human standard. Therefore, we go there with the, about 3,000 disciples and sympathizers for the Vietnamese refugees all over the world in order to have a meditation, prayer for the Vietnamese refugees, also to voice our objection to this violent treatment to the weak and unfortunate people, as well as to persuade the Vietnamese people to not carry out with their commit suicide plan, because they plan to commit suicide en masse. At that time, some of them told us that they will not do it, but the other camp say that they cannot stop some of the people who either hunger strike to death or mutilate themselves. And it already happened. They did not do it on the set date of 30th April, but then they continued hunger strike until recently, in middle of May. And then because they keep waiting too long with hunger strike, and the government do not bother about them, do not take their request into consideration. So some of them also try to commit to suicide. Some are in critical condition, but nevertheless, we heard that they are still alive. Yes.
I understand that some of those children were born there in that refugee camp and have never been outside.
Never, ever.
Tell us about the children.
Well, what can I tell about our children who has no freedom, who never know any sun outside the barbed wire, higher than six of you put together? And children, some of them do some painting. And all they paint is a cubic-like living quarter and barbed wire and threatening a dark cloud and thing like that. A child is a child. And if they are born and forced to live in such condition, it is really unbearable. It's above everyone's imagination. But the policy is above humanitarian. Actually, the law is to protect people, not to use people to protect the law, but this is a case of ignorance. So we hope that human beings will raise their standard of conscience. Otherwise, our world will become hell.
Certainly, it will take voices like yours to do that, and you speak of it, and I sense and feel the pain that you feel for these people. Not only are they people of your own heritage, but they're human beings. And I feel this pain, and I support this pain. My concern is getting the world's attention. Getting their attention, and then having that attention diverted into action, into concrete action, and saying, listen, this cannot go on. It's only people who can stop it.
Yes. Well, I have been and am trying my best and still will try. I do not know the result out of my effort, but I think somehow it will make some change somewhere, even in some corner of the world. And the more change, the better. And also we need someone like your group who support us and who carry our voice across the ocean to different listeners of different corners of the world. And if we can change one corner and you change another corner and another person change another corner, then of course we make some progress.
Make some progress.
Yes.
That's right.
People also need some good guidance.
They do need it. That's right. What occurs to me is with the state of the world today, there's probably never been a time where there has been more need than there is now. I was reading not long ago that Bishop Smyrna said, my God, in age, what age thou hast cast me? And that was in the 1500s. And it seems like we go through these painful cycles.
Again.
But now, with the population of the world so large, the pain has been magnified so significant. How do you see this in spiritual terms?
I see that God wants us to change our way of life, our way of thinking. We have to lean more toward loving compassion instead of material craving. But it needs some physical voice also in order to explain these phenomena and to drive home the main point of this, you can say, planetary disaster. So otherwise people take it for granted. They do not think about it. And they don't. They wonder why, but they do not go into deeper study, and they will not take a measure, they will not do anything to alter it. Yes.
At this International Human Rights Conference that we both attended, I was very impressed that you had, 1,300,000 signatures on a petition that you presented. Could you tell us about this? Because I think this is one of the avenues that may make a difference.
Yes. We also collected, in 1.5 days, we collect over 100,000 signatures in Hong Kong.
Oh.
At that time when we were in Hong Kong. And this over 1 million signatures were collected during 1 week, 1 week time in Taiwan. This is to support the refugees, to request the Taiwanese government to accept the refugees. So we hope that Taiwan will do it. That's why these people who signed this are supportive of this idea. Taiwan should receive these Vietnamese refugees because they need them. And there's so many Taiwanese go out every year. So if they take even 60,000 of Vietnamese refugees or 40,000, it's not much, not much. And also they can use them for working force, which they need in Taiwan. Look, and besides, we will support them every other mean anyhow. So no problem. Really, they should take them. any country, if I'm a president of any country, I send them right away, no consideration. Especially when there is such a group standing by and helping financially and as manpower-wise, if need be. So I don't know why any government don't consider this. It's so easy. They don't even have to do anything. We will do everything. We move them, we transport them, we train them, we find job for them, we find house for them. The government just sign, okay, and then get international prestige, reputation. And why don't they do it? I think the world is something wrong with the world.
It sounds like quite a few nations need their attention concentrated on this issue.
Because they're supposed to protect people,
right.
Take care of people, any nation at all. As long as these people are not criminal, are not infesting any misbehavior into the society, and are willing to work, why not?
Right.
Why should we think of ourselves as a Hong Kongese or American, instead of thinking we are citizens of the world? Before we were born, there were no America, no Americans, no Hong Kong, nothing. It's only God's land. We borrow it. God granted to us to stay for a while. And each of us can stay only 100 years. Why territory conflict? Why hoarding all this? It don't belong to you in the first place. Even if you are governor or you are president of the United States, you are there only for a few years. And afterward, you are just a private citizen. Nobody even bothers about you. Why don't you just do something good?
There's so much opportunity to do good, and yet there is so much inaction,
yes,
politically.
Right.
You know, inertia, if you want to call it that.
And inertia, yeah.
You know, and this inertia keeps, it just keeps people from doing the, what they need to do.
Right.
And some of these people even know
they
what
know.
They need to do.
Yes, but they don't do it.
But they don't do it.
Something wrong with our world. Definitely.
And obviously, the only ones that can change it are we human beings ourselves, right? And if we don't do it, it isn't going to get done. If we don't try.
Yes, we have to try, definitely.
It has to be
yes.
done.
I have no choice.
Right.
I have to have them until the last resort is done. Otherwise, I would also never get sleep. I cannot forgive myself. If nobody else do it now, and I also go to sleep, then that's it. Goodbye. Goodbye morality, goodbye humanitarian, goodbye loving kindness, goodbye God's entrusted covenant. Love each other like you love yourself. Everyone is children of God. You love God and to love your neighbor. That's this. What God entrusted to us to do in order to grow as angelic beings, as the children of God, as a representative of the Most High on earth. And what do we ever represent Him? We do, if we help one another, if we love one another the way God loves us, see. But we try not to do it, we try to forget this, and something wrong with us, right?
I heard you say earlier today, you gave a reason, an explanation for why we have refugees and these kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Would you speak to this? I thought it was a...
Because war. Because the greed of a few ambitious people. These are the victims of a few political manipulators. Yes. They have done nothing wrong except wanting the basic human rights that every of us have been plenty. And every of us wanted just freedom, just a corner of the world to work, to earn their living, to live out the life that God has allotted to them, to take care of their children, be productive to the country. War. War is the worst enemies. But also, we are the worst enemies of ourselves because we do not remember what God taught us to do. But to love one another. We don't remember, we come with empty hands and we go with empty hands. And now we're trying for a few years, short in this earth, to try to grab everything to ourselves. And then accumulate that contribution for our next life. For when we go and face God, God will ask us, I give you so much money, so much property, what did you do with it? Did you give my brother? Did you give my son who come to your door? No. At that time, you feel sorry, and it's too late. Yes.
It seems to me that of all the critical issues in the world today, certainly population is a very, very critical one.
Right.
And of course it extends well beyond the refugees, although this is our main concern.
Right, right.
But you speak to the population of the world today. I mean, you know, we're bursting at the seams.
Mm-hmm. It will balance out. Besides, it's not the population. It is ourselves that do not love each other. Otherwise, there's so many people who are so rich, they don't know what to do with the money. They go out gambling, take drugs, and girls, and all kind of extravagance for nothing. And then other people who has nothing to eat. So it is the imbalance of this world that caused war. So you see what I mean?
Right.
War and greed.
You are an extraordinary example of the kind of changes we need in the world, and of course there aren't enough of you to go around. I'm sure you get very tired with this, but your people have do so many good works. I see so much good work going on in so many places, and it must be an inspiration to you to see this happening. What can be done to support this?
We continue our work and hoping other people will join by our example. I try to help my disciples to understand their own goodness and develop it. And that's what they're doing. That's why you see they're doing good work. Because they develop their own goodness. Many people need to be pointed out their goodness within themselves, the kingdom of God within. That's what we're doing. That's my meditation, teaching, doing. That's it bears fruits. You can see through my disciple.
Very, very much so.
So that's the thing that encouraged me to go further.
That's quite good. Now, you have refugees who have incorporated your teachings?
Yes. We have many hundreds of refugees who were also disciples inside. I do not intend to have them alone. Therefore, I have the whole non-discriminating. No condition.
We want to give you as much international voice as we can. You know, we've been very supportive of what you are trying to do. We're very happy, the Radio for Peace International family.
Thank you.
To give you the widest, loudest voice possible.
Thank you so much.
And I think it's our working together that is going to be really fundamental if this is going to be done and the message is going to be heard.
Thank you.
What last thoughts might you offer to the world?
Everyone should remember that we represent God on earth. So everything we do must consider it will be God-like quality. And that's the only thing that can remind us of the original heaven as our Father. So good, we should be also a replica in heaven, a copy of.
Well, with your voice and with your message, there's a lot of people beginning to hear this, and this is very, very encouraging. And you certainly have our full and complete support in this, and we appreciate all the kinds of things that you are doing. The University of Global Education and Radio for Peace International awarded Master Qinghai its highest award, the World Citizen Humanitarian Award, today. And she accepted it in behalf of all the people that are doing the work.
Right.
And yet we know that those people had the leader that made it possible. You were pointing the way, and we have enormous respect, profound respect for. This is Dr. Richard Schneider reporting live from Taipei, Taiwan. I might add it's in the middle of the night here in Taiwan, and so I appreciate staying up
it's all right.
Very much and speaking with us. And we wish you the very, very best and our profound gratitude for making a difference in the world. Amen. Thanks, Jean.
Thank you. We'll try. Thank you, all the audiences. Thank you, Dr. Smith.
Fear seems to be driving a lot of people's thoughts.
Right.
And I'm not sure how to put it into a question. I just want to know what you think.
About fear and how to drive it away?
It seems to be so prevalent in,
yes,
in decision making.
Right, right. You're right. This is evil force. Fear paralyzes every inspiration and courage. So the only thing to drive away fear is enlightenment. Only after your enlightenment, every corner is clear. So you're not fear of the unknown. You see, yeah. Your walk is illuminated. That's the only thing that can defeat fear. That's the only thing I know. And besides, even after enlightenment, maybe your fear has not gone away. But you don't fear your fear. You don't let your fear drive you. But you just accept it, okay, I'm fearful, I fear this thing, I'm afraid of that thing, but so what? I still do it.
One more question?
Please, any question.
Okay. When I saw you in November, in December, I believe it was, in Portland,
yes.
Some of your disciples were talking about UFOs and how we watch Star Wars now and E.T. and
yes.
These are to try and get us somewhat thinking about the possibility of aliens.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And so that implied that you believe that aliens exist.
Yes, they do.
And I was wondering what part you thought, do they answer to the same God? I assume that they must. Do they think of things spiritually? Do they have any influence over, say, the refugee problem, say, the Bosnian problem,
yes.
Rwanda?
Yes, yes, yes. They have influence. They are good ETs. Good ETs help us, sympathize with us, and influence sometimes silently about some of governmental decision or the world trend.
What do you think they would get out of that? What would they get for themselves from that?
Mm-hmm. But the good ones are trying to work for the universe. And the good ones believe in the same God that we believe.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed this very much. And if we have another opportunity, we're leaving Saturday, I think. We would all think that a great honor.
Tomorrow we have maybe Buddha celebration, Buddha birthday, so you are invited.
Really?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. We very much appreciate your staying.
No, we appreciate your staying up.
Together we can change the world.
Yes, oh, I hope so. Well, for me, it's normal.
Right.
Very normal. Most of the night I'm awake. I just hope that my effort will help the refugees. I don't mind if I die.
I don't mind if I die. It already has.
And we want to do whatever we can to support them.
Okay.
No problem.
And that's why I think things like recognition are important, because what we can do is let the world know that there are people doing the right thing for
yes.
the right reasons.
Yes, yes.
The world needs to know that. The world needs to know there are examples.
Actually, like today we are also the United Nations, because we are human beings
right.
together.
Right.
We have to help each other. Who else
Absolutely.
Is there? E.T.
Right.
we cannot see.
That's right.
God we don't know yet.
But we get so much more pleasure out of helping than we do hurting. I don't know what the deal
right.
is.
It has been a joy to have your compassionate company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry. coming up next after Noteworthy News. May the Providence guide your life in nobility, wisdom, and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.